A Delaware college built on the site of a former motel will soon turn 50 years old, and now it's the second fastest growing private nonprofit university in the nation. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. What's Wilmington University's secret? From the Delaware desk, Avi Wolfman-Aaron starts off our show.
Last October, Doreen Turnbow gets this voice message, and it's from a woman, and she's offering to teach a college course.
When I first heard it, I have to confess, I went, really? Is this a joke, or is this somebody that's really calling me?
Turnbow is the dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at Wilmington University, so she's heard strange pitches before. The difference this time was the person doing the pitching.
She left a message for me on the phone that said, hello, I'm Brittany Lewis, I'm Miss Delaware 2014.
At a lot of four-year schools, the story would stop here. A pageant champion wants to teach a credit-bearing course. No thanks. Turnbow's reaction was the opposite. She and her team went right to work, curating and approving the curriculum.
It really didn't take very long at all. I think maybe over 2 months we were able to flesh out what this course would look like.
And then by January, a course titled The Black Woman was being advertised to prospective students. By March, it was live. Wilmington University prides itself on low overhead and limited bureaucracy. Things go from idea to the classroom fast, and trying to keep the curriculum relevant extends to the people who do the teaching.
People outside of academia are our teachers. They are our professional practitioners, and they are in every one of our colleges, and that's the strength and the richness of the education.
Behind all this is a core belief that teaching universities like Wilmington don't need the same highly credentialed, tenure-track academics that research universities typically covet. To wit, Wilmington University, which has almost 20,000 students, actually has 50 fewer full-time faculty than tiny Swarthmore College, enrollment about 1,500. John Barnshaw, a senior researcher at the American Association of University Professors, thinks that's a problem. Tenured faculty, he says, are better versed in the world of scholarship and thus better able to explain and teach complex ideas.
As faculty are engaged in research, they're much more aware of what the cutting edge research is because they're citing and publishing.
Barnshaw also argues that full-time faculty provides stability, both for institutions and for individual students who want to dive deep on a particular topic.
If you don't have an office on your campus because you're a part-time instructional faculty, it's difficult for that student to connect with you on a regular basis and know that long-term you'll be there.
The question is essentially one of quality. Can a faculty full of part-timers and non-academics deliver a worthy college education? Brittany Lewis, a.k.a. Miss Delaware, certainly thinks so.
I don't necessarily think you always have to have your doctorate in order to be able to teach a class successfully. And no, I in no way think that my decision to participate in pageants on an extracurricular level has anything to do with my ability to teach a class or being a scholar.
Lewis points out she's got a lot of the traits that make a good teacher. She's a former Teach for America fellow. She's used to speaking in front of strangers thanks to her pageant experience. And when I drop in on her class, The Black Woman, it's hard to argue.
Something to think about. And he goes into this definition, right? Like, how many of us have heard the concept of good hair? Good hair. Oh, man. How often do I hear my auntie say, oh, my goodness, your cousin has such good hair. And what is that?
Today's class is about the history of black hair. And it's not fluffy stuff. The students are discussing a serious academic text about black hair in the context of white oppression. And unlike many college seminars, this course is lively. It's full of laughter and chatter and deep engagement.
So when you have like a European person, right, like they are born with how their hair is going to be, right? They don't try to alter how their hair is going to be, or like which side their calic is on. You know what I mean?
That's Nicole Evans. Like a lot of the folks in this class, she's what you'd call a non-traditional college student. She had a child when she was a teenager, and now that he's grown up, she's gone back to school for her bachelor's.
And Wilmington University is kind of like inclusive, like they make it easy for you to get in the door, to take your placement test, to get approved to come into their programs. It's easier.
Evans works as a nurse full-time, so Wilmington's flexibility was key, and she doesn't care one bit that her teacher here doesn't hold a PhD. In fact, she really only has one gauge for educational quality.
I am tired. I came from work today. I had a million things to do when I got off of work, but I was excited about coming to class. So that says a lot. That says a lot.
Brittany Lewis, she says, is a good teacher. And perhaps that shouldn't be a surprise. Lewis really loves this material. In fact, she loves it so much that this fall she will start her PhD in American history with a focus on black feminism at George Washington University in D.C. Someday, Miss Delaware hopes to be a full-time, tenured professor. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.